SBS Filipino.
With me today is Lisa Carson and Barbara Dranovska from Young Women International League for Peace and Freedom in Australia, or YWILF. Good day, Lisa. Good day, Barbara.
Hi, Maria. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming over. And we are going to talk about YWILF and the efforts that you have been raising funds for the past month for the people who are affected by the crisis in Marawi. First of all, Lisa, what is YWILF?
YWILF works internationally, partnering with different organizations and initiatives depending on the need. So it's an affiliation of WILF International, which was formed in 1915, making it the oldest peace organization in the world. And it has sections on every continent which aim to achieve a more just and equal world, free of war and violence, where everyone has the full benefit of human rights. So there's a WILF section in Australia, and there's also one in the Philippines, which work with a variety of organizations and provide support to women of Marawi. But we are part of a younger group of people working on related causes. So we're an affiliation of WILF Australia. And YWILF Australia started in 2011 by Cara Gleason and May Maloney, and it has evolved ever since. So we're primarily focused on raising awareness and activism regarding peaceful solutions to international conflicts and disarmament, promotion of women to the full and equal participation in all societies and respect for human rights and the right to the development in a sustainable environment and economic justice within and among states.
So it's making sure that women are well taken care of and their rights are well protected and they have equal opportunities, particularly in times of conflict?
Yeah, and more broad in terms of a broader conception of peace and security and what that means, and focusing on different initiatives where we can as a younger group of women with a more youth focused, and really bringing that in where we can in terms of different avenues of activism or submissions or raising awareness about particular issues that try and connect the local to the global and really kind of spread that awareness about how it is all connected.
And recently, the Philippines has come into focus because, Barbara, you were in Manila?
Yeah, so I was doing my field research in Manila in May and June, and that coincided with the declaration of the martial law in the Philippines, and as I'm sure you know.
So you were doing your field research?
Yeah, so I'm a PhD candidate at Monash University at the Center for Gender, Peace and Security. And I researched the UN's Women, Peace and Security agenda both in Australia and in the Philippines. So I basically interview government and civil society actors on the implementation of this particular policy. And while I was doing my field research in the Philippines and while I was interviewing government and non-government actors, I came across GZO Peace Institute. So they were one of my interviewees, and they supported my research, and they also spent a lot of time with me. They offered me a desk at the office, and basically they introduced me to a lot of complexities and the situation behind the martial law. And they were also organizing a collection of goods at the office. So I saw that they were collecting very basic relief items, such as food, medicines, shawls, towels, so very basic relief goods for the people affected by the martial law. And this is how we came with this idea of organizing a fundraiser. So I contacted Lisa and Shana DeLacy asking whether we could do anything.
So these are for the people who were affected by the crisis in Marawi.
Yeah.
Which in effect, that was why martial law was implemented.
Yeah, exactly. So GZO, they are organizing some humanitarian action and they are traveling to the affected areas. And yeah, they are organizing this collection of goods to support the women and the people affected by this crisis.
So you've put in an effort here in Australia and you've been raising funds for a month now.
By a donor box fundraising campaign. So of which all the details are available on our website and Facebook and Twitter at YWILF Peace. And so we've been campaigning to try and reach a goal of $3,000.
And so far?
So far, we're around, I think, just under 1,600.
Right.
So you need a little more push for that.
Ideally, but because we are a youth organisation and we all work voluntarily and we all have jobs or we're all studying and we're quite younger, fundraising is particularly difficult when a lot of our members can work with time but might not have the financial ability to donate. So it's a particularly tricky kind of campaign to try and run for a youth organisation. When you have members that may not have a lot of money,
but so, 1,600 is a lot in terms of Philippine peso.
Absolutely, and the point of the campaign, I guess, is very grassroots, so that it goes directly to an organisation on the ground who's local, who knows what's going on, and so that they know how to best spend the money there that way and get the biggest benefit as soon as possible to help the people in most need,
especially women, I think, because in times of conflict, there are things that women have to give up for their parents, for the siblings, for caring for their children, isn't it? I've seen through previous studies that women in times of conflict are the most affected because there are other things that they have to do because as the traditional cares of the family, everyone else goes first.
Yeah, exactly. And we are both researchers, so we do some research on women and gender and conflict. And we know that, just as you said, that during the times of crisis, women are affected and they are really in a great need of basic relief and support. And this is why we are targeting women in this campaign.
Yeah. And I suppose because women have a specific need in comparison to men as well. In times of conflict, you can't go to the milk bar or to the shops to buy your sanitary needs, isn't it? So are these the things that you will cover?
So we, in terms of the campaign, we have a breakdown of different amounts and what they can provide to give a sense of what the money would most likely be used for. So $10 can provide 2 towels, $25 donation can provide 10 pieces of underwear, $50 can provide 5 large malongs, which are shawls, and $100 can provide food packs for 6 adults for 10 days. And of course, we welcome any donations, no matter what the size, as every little bit counts.
Are you hoping to be able to extend the fundraising, or will it end today, the 18th of August?
At this stage, it's ending on the 18th of August because it's already been a month and we're very conscious about wanting to get the funds directly to them as soon as possible, given the urgent situation. So we're really trying to raise as much money as we can. And obviously, we have relationships there now and moving forward, if there's ways that we can support moving forward in the capacity that we have as a voluntary youth organisation, then we're certainly open to that possibility.
All right. Thank you very much for all your time and your effort, Lisa and Barbara from YWILF.
Thanks for having us.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.